Topics. But one of the things that I noticed in your book, you talk about, you have your superfoods list, and it seems like everybody seems to have their a certain number of foods on the superfoods list, and there's some commonalities there. But I noticed you had dandelion greens, ginger, which is kind of obvious. You had carob on there, which I'm hoping means a little bit of chocolate, and then cardamom. I'm wondering if why these specific foods are on your superfoods list.
Those are pretty neat ones. Dandelion greens, also, I've harvested those in the wild and eaten those quite a bit. They're high sources of potassium. They're very specific as gentle regulator of electrolytes. You know, we get a lot of processed salt in the diet and a lot of synthetic salts, and for many other reasons, we can get fluid retention from inflammation. And dandelion greens are really nice in the kidneys and just great, powerful greens overall. Carob, very, very good food, very rich in polyphenols. There are many who are caffeine sensitive. And, you know, it's funny, we all, our own biases affect things. Like, you wouldn't recommend sardines as often because you don't like sardines. And so, my goofy genetics, I'm crazy caffeine sensitive. So I have used carob and enjoyed that. And there's some separate data about it having a lot of similar benefits like cacao, but it's simply a great option for those who are more caffeine sensitive. And then also, the last one that was on that list was which again? Cardamom.
Cardamom. Yeah.
So that's an underutilized spice. I did a lot of training in Ayurveda, Ayurvedic medicine, and some of the Vedanta fields, and it's been used quite a bit there in Indian cuisine. And it's a really neat thing. It's close to, I don't know, ginger or cinnamon, but it's very distinct. There's a fair amount of data about it really decreasing gut inflammation and decreasing gut permeability, and, you know, lowering histamine reactions from food intolerance type interactions. So it's a great spice that's underutilized. You can use the powder or the whole pod, and it's a great addition to a lot of seafood dishes, poultry, also a lot of things that we made up that like hot cereals it works well with. But yeah, cardamom's wonderful. Also shakes, it's really nice in shakes. Like a fair amount of vanilla and cardamom give you a real nice distinct flavor.
Oh, I'm going to try that tomorrow. I've never done that before. You're absolutely right. Because I, as you, have a shake every day, and always trying to, you know, get some new recipes going. But that's a great idea.